Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema, this is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. Welcome to another round of Cinema Wars. I'm your host DJ Ace, and I have three contestants here on the Entertainment Talk Show on WMCO to discuss and argue about superhero movies. Dun, dun, dun. So here they are, one by one. We have Chris.
What's up?
Joe.
Howdy.
And Zach.
Hello.
Back again.
Yep. Making my second debut with the same two people I was on the first time with.
I thought that was really funny.
It's like you love us.
At least it's consistent.
Yeah.
Consistency is key. And to get the ball rolling here, the question is going to be worst superhero film.
All right. You kept it good. So,
thank God.
So, Chris, what movie did you pick?
I went with the 2011 movie Green Lantern.
I knew you were going to choose that. I knew it.
That's I just took Zach's choice.
I totally agree.
Joe.
Spider-Man 3.
Ooh. It's a bold choice.
And Zach.
I'm going with Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Oh.
He's going really up with the current.
So the first rule applies then that we just discussed. Keep an open mind.
By keeping an open mind, in I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, man. Well, there's one small problem, guys. I think I read the question wrong.
What?
Done. This is the Cinema Wars trick question debut, and the question is as follows. Why is your movie the best superhero movie ever?
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Morgan has left the building.
So, you have to take the worst superhero films, and you now have to argue the point why yours is now the best superhero film.
You have fun, Chris
Why
Morgan.
Do you hate me? What did I do to you?
Hey, you're lucky we didn't choose Daredevil.
Now the better question, why is my phone frozen?
Because you threw it.
All right, so you all get your opening statements here.
Oh, my gosh.
And remember, you have to say why yours is the best superhero film. If you start saying why it's actually the worst one, you will probably lose.
I hate you.
So, oh, crap.
Starting with Chris, why is Green Lantern so wonderful?
Okay, Green Lantern is so wonderful because it puts more of a modern twist on the traditional Green Lantern storyline. I mean, you bring in Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan. Albeit most people like him better as Deadpool, as do myself, opposed to Green Lantern, but with all the special effects that they were able to do with this movie, with the director Martin Campbell, they were able to really modernize Green Lantern a little bit. They hadn't had a Green Lantern film since, I want to say, the 1980s, maybe the 70s, and it was time for an update, and I feel like the 2011 Green Lantern film really allowed for the younger viewers to really get involved in the Green Lantern storyline and that fandom. And unfortunately, it wasn't able to really set anything up for Justice League because DC just took their sweet time making the Justice League storyline and putting all that together. So it's not going to be a part of the whole Justice League cinematic universe, unfortunately, but it's still a pretty decent standalone movie on its own.
Okie dokie. Joe.
Oh, boy.
Joe, give me Spider-Man 3.
Spider-Man.
Why is it great?
Why is Spider-Man 3 so great? Okay, well, it's a trilogy after Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2. Spider-Man 1, pretty one of my favorite movies. Spider-Man 2, a good sequel. And then Spider-Man 3, which is such an amazing trilogy, ending to the trilogy. I guess we get, talk good about it. So, great ending to the trilogy. Peter Parker, played by Tobey Maguire, who I think is a really good Spider-Man.
It's the best Spider-Man.
I believe that too. So they went with the whole, how he becomes the whole Black Spider-Man, which I thought was a wonderful idea. That's sarcasm. But a wonderful idea to turn him into the Black Spider-Man, make him, all gothic. I mean, who doesn't want to go that route as a person? Become hard and crazy and, tough So he went with that. You know, they bring in the, you know, Harry as the Green Goblin. He becomes a Green Goblin and tears up stuff. And you bring in the Sandman, a quality villain, quality dude who just does get sand everywhere in bad places. And then, actually, I really like this. He brought in the Venom, one of very crazy, very cool supervillain, one of my favorite supervillains. And I think they did a wonderful job with it. Just a wonderful, wonderful job how they portrayed the Venom character. I wish he was in it more, but he was just in it just enough to make me love this film. That is my argument.
All right, Zach, why is Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice not only the longest title ever, but why is it the best superhero film?
Oh, it doesn't only have one superhero, it has two. They focused on being able to bring in two different realms of people that never really met before, between Batman and Superman, and kind of develop a storyline there with Batman trying to do his own vigilante thing and provide justice because he feels that Superman is a danger to humanity. So he wants Superman to leave Earth, essentially. And Superman feels the other way about Batman because he feels that his vigilantiness and going against the law is also a harm to the citizens. So they kind of have a battle going together against each other. But there ends up being an ultimate bad guy that they both end up trying to fight against together. And it just really shows how two people can settle differences to be able to fight for a greater good and all of humanity. And it just speaks wonders to what people could do in the world today if they would just set their differences aside and all fight together.
That was a good soliloquy at the end. All right, well, and the phrase that I like to say every time on this show, let them fight.
Still salty, I lost that round. Still salty.
Yes, very salty.
I should have won that easily. All right.
Okay, so obviously I haven't seen Batman versus Superman yet.
It's a great movie because he has Batman and Superman, so he automatically wins.
If that's what we're going to go off
of. It was definitely not the argument I was planning to make.
No.
He threw a curveball, yeah, and he just made me...
That was difficult.
I had an awful, awful rendition of Spider-Man 3.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I feel like I can't make a judgment one way or the other on Batman versus Superman just because
I'm surprised you just haven't seen it.
I know. Yeah, I've been meaning to. Shocking. I just haven't gotten around to it.
To be fair, it's like 2.5 hours.
Yeah, you have to make some time.
Yeah.
There's a long movie. Lots of action.
Long, long movie.
Yeah. I just have not had the time to watch it.
Or you can get the director's cut and watch a 3-hour version.
Yeah, and it's a rated R, so there's a lot more stuff in it.
I don't have time for that. Are you kidding me? I barely have time to watch an episode on Netflix, man.
I know.
Jeez.
Yeah, it looks like
that's just insane.
Looks like it's got to be a midnight flick for you, man.
I guess so.
All right, guys, why are your movies better than each other's? Have at it.
Okay, so Green Lantern, to me, it's better than Spider-Man 3 because it's not an old topic like Spider-Man 3 is. I feel like Spider-Man 3 wasn't the most necessary movie in that trilogy. I don't even know why they made it a trilogy, to be completely honest.
Because you have to have a trilogy, duh.
No, you don't have to. I feel
Spider-Man
like they
3,
could,
duh.
I really feel like they could have just left it off as Spider-Man 1 and Spider-Man 2 if they weren't going to continue with the series at all.
But yeah, I wanted to see Venom, and they brought me Venom.
That is true. They did bring Venom.
They brought
but
me
the
Venom.
Rest of the movie was just like, why? It's just, come on. I mean...
And Sandman.
I feel like they got the wrong actor for Sandman, to be completely honest.
Yeah,
that was just
that was
a
like
bad
the first
choice.
Movie I've seen that dude in a long time.
Yeah.
Since like George of the Jungle.
It was just a bad choice to cast him as Sandman.
And then Topher Grace, I mean, it was like I was watching an old episode of That 70s Show, then he turns into the Venom. But I'm talking about good things about this movie. It was Venom, so yeah.
But is that really something you can base an entire argument on?
Yeah, listen, you threw me a curveball. That's all I got.
It's the whole premise of Joe's argument. Yeah, Venom's in it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like even though Green Lantern by critics isn't viewed as a very good movie, at least it's a standalone film and it's not part of a larger series. The directors or the producers may have at the time intended for it to possibly play a role in a future Justice League movie. But, I mean, what is it now? 6 years down the line, it just can't happen.
What did Rotten Tomatoes give you?
Rotten Tomatoes gave me 26%. Yeah,
mine gave me 63%. Mine's better. Thank you, Rotten Tomatoes.
Can you base Rotten Tomatoes solely
apparently, yeah, because that's all I got right now.
Well, what did IMBD give you?
6.2.
Okay.
I win again.
Green Lantern isn't too much farther behind that. They're at 5.6.
All right, here we go. What did Metacritic give you?
39.
Mine gave me 59.
Jeez. I feel like it's not all about reviews, though.
Yeah,
there's a lot of bias.
I'm just trying to find ammo, bro. I'm just trying
to find some ammo. He needs to try to cherry pick right now. That's all he can do.
So bad.
But honestly, that's really all that I can argue for Green Lantern because I haven't been able to see Batman versus Superman.
What
yet.
I thought when they picked Ryan Reynolds, because it was Hal Jordan, right? For
yes.
This one. Mm-hmm. I thought when they picked him, I thought he was a good pick initially for it. I thought he did okay, but
I love Ryan Reynolds
I'm a big Ryan Reynolds fan, and I mm-hmm. thought he was a good choice when they picked him as Green Lantern.
Yeah, I feel like Ryan Reynolds does a good job of going in there and trying to create at least a little bit of comic relief in a movie that's very clearly meant to be a lot heavier than what it actually should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like the director and the producers really kind of dealt Reynolds a bad deal there mm-hmm. because there wasn't a whole lot he could do with the way that they wanted the movie to play out. But he did all that he could. He gave a little bit of character development on his own for Hal Jordan. I just feel like it could have been done better, but at the same time, Ryan Reynolds being in there makes it a little bit better than what it actually was.
Man, Spider-Man's a Marvel film, and they've been kicking DC's butt lately, so
that is true.
Go Marvel.
That is extremely true, because DC has been dragging their feet for 7 years trying to put together this Justice League universe.
Go Spider-Man.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Marvel's
all
right. over there.
Zach,
they've already
you've
got
been
Avengers.
Quiet over there. Why is your movie better than these two?
I mean,
just say Batman and Superman.
It has,
that's all you got to say.
It obviously does. It has Batman and Superman, two of the most prevalent superheroes pretty much ever created. And not only is this a superhero movie, but as I said earlier, it has life lessons built into it. So we're going to teach the youth of today a good lessons about how, yes, you might not always agree with someone, but you can always set your differences aside and work together to basically create a better world for everybody, as opposed to just focusing on what you want. So that's the main point. Really, that I have that the other two don't is that my movie actually has kind of like a moral twist to it, too. It's not only just somebody with a magical ring that can shoot beams out of his eyes, or someone that got bit by a spider and can shoot webs.
You're saying Spider-Man doesn't have morals?
Morals?
No, yeah, I'm not. It's not the most moral heavy. Teaching movie. I mean, I'm not saying he doesn't.
But it has the most iconic line ever.
Spider-Man 3 has a lot of morals. Don't be jerks to your friends and don't get near alien parasites. that are black and you don't know about.
The one thing I can say against Batman versus Superman is, even though I haven't seen it, Ben Affleck was an absolutely terrible pick to play Batman.
Hey.
That was just god-awful.
It was actually a good pick.
No.
You have to watch it to find out.
I don't agree with you. Well, Ben, I do not like Ben Affleck.
I thought it was a bad pick, too. Then I saw the movie. I was like, ah.
Yeah, I actually have to agree with Joe on that one.
He's actually a lot better. He did a lot better than I initially thought.
Okay, maybe I'll just have to watch
just
the movie.
That's generally what most people
And they
people
say
agree
that
on.
They say that him as Batman was like one of the pluses in that film. So
I'll definitely have to watch
it. And Wonder Woman was in the movie. Spoiler alert. if anyone didn't know.
I mean, at this
know.
Point.
It came out, it I came already out a year ago, Joe.
You haven't seen it. Yeah. You haven't seen it, y'all.
I haven't seen it, but I already knew Wonder Woman made an appearance.
I'm going to get a call. Thanks for ruining it, Joe. I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right, we're going to jump to a break, and but when we return, we're going to continue hashing out the trick question here on WMCU 90.7.
The NLS Braille and Audio Reading Download Service gives patrons with visual impairments or physical limitations the freedom to read their way.
Bard is this beautiful web-based program for searching for books and for the ability to download them.
It's a great way to have a book with you without carrying a book.
For information about the National Library Service for the Blind and Physically Handicapped Library of Congress, visit loc.gov/thatallmayread.
Hey, Chris, what time is it?
Game time!
I said, what time is it?
It's game time!
WMCO is bringing you all the latest Muskie sports action.
That's right, we got you covered on just about everything. Football, soccer, volleyball, basketball, and even lacrosse.
Follow the action on Twitter at Orbit907Sports.
And stream live on OrbitMediaOnline.com.
Okay, here are three important reasons why your son or daughter should play a sport in high school.
Number one.
High school sports teach valuable life lessons like self-discipline and time management skills.
Two.
Teens who play a high school sport have better grade point averages.
And number three.
High school sports are safer than ever before.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Sports news, expert opinion, and everything you need to get your sports fix can be found right here on WMCO weeknights at 8. Tune in to the Muskie Sports Blast for a half hour of nothing but sports. Our experts bring you the latest in local and national sports news, only here on The Orbit 90.7.
Cinema Wars rages on here on WMCO 90.7 with your host, DJ Ace.
And we're back here on Cinema Wars with me, DJ Ace, and Chris, Joe, and Zach are arguing the trick question, best superhero film from their worst superhero film picks. And we're going to continue that discussion right now.
So you want another 10 minutes of this.
I don't know if I can pull another 10 minutes of this out.
I mean, Chris almost left the room.
I probably should have. Not going to lie.
He's throwing us a curveball on this special occasion.
Keep going.
Jeez.
Well, the only thing I have bad to say really about Green Lantern is it's extremely heavy on like the CGI and everything. I mean, granted, it kind of has to be, but it's kind of like the old time, like real cheesy effects. Like it's not something that just kind of like flows together. Like you can clearly tell it's fake. It doesn't like draw you in and make you think that it's real. Like the whole time you're kind of like, that whole thing seems fake.
That was one of the reasons that I was going to bring up had we actually stuck with the worst movie line. But since Aaron decided to be a jerk over here.
Yeah, he runs the show, apparently.
Yeah. You know,
you gotta be ready for it, man.
Jeez, want to talk about being rigged.
He gets final say.
Jeez. At least with Green Lantern, they were able to get some pretty heavy-hitting actors in there. I mean, you've got Mark Strong in there as Sinestro, one of the most iconic actors of all time, Michael Clark Duncan. He's in the film as well. So for being a movie that didn't quite do as well as it probably could have, they at least had the star-studded cast. But I do feel that there are a few things like the CGI that kind of held it back a little bit. And a lot of that falls on the director and the producer. But in terms of acting, I felt like the actors did a fantastic job. There were just some shortcomings from the production side of things that didn't really make the movie as good as it could have been. But overall, because of the acting, I think that kind of saved it from being a complete and total failure.
I got J.K. Simmons as J. Jonah Jameson. That's who I got.
Oh, yeah.
J.K. Simmons, yeah, the legend himself.
At least you do still have...
And then I got James...
James Franco.
Then I got James Franco when he doesn't do comedy.
No one else should play that role except for J.K. Simmons.
He was perfect for that. Mm-hmm.
Like, no one else should play
then
that.
Then Kirsten Dunst was Mary Jane.
Yep. Kirsten Dunst was a good MJ.
She was. Then Bryce Dallas Howard was in that movie as Gwen Stacy. I totally forgot she was in that movie.
Yeah, very briefly.
Yep.
That was like Spider-Man's crush.
The crush because Mary Jane and Harry were having a fling.
Yeah.
No, they were. And then she was engaged to that astronaut fella.
Mm-hmm.
And then I still get confused.
Yeah, that...
Because that's... Spider-Man 3 was...
Good. Spider-Man 3 just kind of set everything on its head
series. I mean, you got to see Harry Osborn become Goblin and follow in his father's footsteps, which a lot of people wanted to see.
Yeah.
After Amazing Spider-Man 2, when he found out everything.
Not Amazing Spider-Man 2.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man 2. See, this is what we get. This is what we get. We talked about Amazing Spider-Man 2 on the break, so you got Amazing Spider-Man 2.
This is what happens
mind.
When you have reboots, man.
This is what happens when we have too many reboots.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the bad thing with Spider-Man. There's too many Spider-Mans. Just Spider-Man?
Like the last decade.
Yeah.
This is true.
I mean, I really feel, and we talked about this briefly while we were on the break, if Spider-Man 3 hadn't have completely bombed the way that it did.
Oh, they didn't. If it wouldn't bomb, they would have kept going.
Exactly. They would have made a Spider-Man 4, and we would probably still have Tobey Maguire as our Spider-Man.
Which I liked. I liked Tobey Maguire as
He's
Spider-Man.
He's the best Spider-Man.
He was a great Spider-Man, but...
And then they didn't bring him back for The Amazing Spider-Man, and now we're already on a third Spider-Man. Although, I am excited for the upcoming Spider-Man. That actor is going to do a good job with the role, I think, but... The fact that Spider-Man 3 just killed Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man just got awful.
Yes. Yeah.
Just completely got awful.
Mm. Yeah.
Jed doesn't have anything to say.
That's all I got.
What about you, Zach? You got anything for me?
I mean, my movie did one of the best in the box office, $872 million.
How much did mine make?
In the box office. I feel like Spider-Man 3 is probably pretty close.
$890
Yeah. Because nobody knew going into Spider-Man 3 that Spider-Man 3 was going to be that bad of a film. It's still going to make tons of money in the box office because you have all these people going, oh, yeah, Spider-Man 1 and 2, they were pretty good. Let's go see Spider-Man 3. Mm-hmm. And then if they were to come out with a Spider-Man 4, you'd be lucky to hit, like, $200 million.
Yeah.
I think that box office numbers do kind of have to speak for how well a film did, because ultimately it doesn't come down to whether people liked it or not. It comes down to how much money you made.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Spider-Man 3 came out exactly 10 years ago in 2007, and we're still talking about it as a great superhero movie.
Yeah, exactly.
And even though I haven't seen Batman versus Superman, I do like the idea that they pulled with that movie of setting up the whole Justice League universe. That was something that we weren't necessarily sure if that was going to happen with the Marvel side and Avengers. They had all of the individual films, but we didn't know if they were setting up for the main Avengers film yet or not until roughly right before it came out. But at least with Batman versus Superman, they flat out say, hey, this is the setup and the prequel for Justice League. So I like that concept of it.
Yeah, it is the first in the series, really, of the Justice League films. And it did basically set up the whole plot line for moving forward. Mm-hmm. And I guess that's really kind of the good thing about, like, how Batman versus Superman is that you're never going to not have a Batman movie or a Superman movie or some sort of Justice League movie. So regardless of what you do, they're always going to continue to be around, and people are going to talk about them, go see them. And hopefully they continue to get better and better, even better than Batman versus Superman was. But... only time will tell how good they're really going to get.
Very, very true.
Sweet. All right, we'll wrap up the main round here.
Oh, thank God.
We still have the bonus. So.
That we don't even know.
Those were the hardest 20 minutes of my entire life.
I gotta switch it up every once in a while. All right, so for the point of creativity, I'm going to have to swing this towards Zach.
Darn it.
For the point of argument, I will actually swing this towards Chris.
Thank God I got one out of that.
This is what I get for not preparing.
I was sitting there before we started thinking, you know what? If we stay with the worst movie line, I probably had a chance to get both, but it was all for naught.
If we was stuck with the regular question, I probably would have had it, but you threw it at me. I went, well, I'm swinging for nothing.
All right, so it is time for the bonus question, and because I feel bad for you guys, the bonus question is going to be the original question.
Are you kidding me?
I gotta do this in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds, why is your movie the worst superhero movie?
All right, better talk fast.
But you get a little extra time. You get like 45 seconds. So.
I'm about to throw stuff at you, man.
Starting with Joe.
Venom. Sandman. The Green Goblin. The story was awful. Who finds an alien parasite lying around and takes it to its professor and says, hey, let's look at it in secret. And yeah, then becomes the Black Spider-Man, and that didn't work out. Becomes an awful person, and then everyone lives happily ever after. That's all I got.
Alrighty. Zach.
All right. Mine is the worst superhero movie of all time because it only really has one superhero. Superman's the only superhero. Batman is not a superhero.
Hey.
I don't care what anyone says.
Thank
He's
you.
A man that just has a lot of technology. He doesn't have any sort of superpower. If I was rich and put the time and effort into developing all the things he has, I could be Batman too. So
you got $1 billion lying around somewhere?
Yeah, I said if I was rich.
They even addressed that in the new Justice League trailer. So I can't remember who asked him. He's like, what's your superpower again? He's like, I'm rich.
I'm rich.
I'm super rich.
Yeah, that's basically the only thing he has going for him. And it's extremely... like graphics oriented. There's absolutely no storyline really behind Batman versus Superman. It's just all focused on all the action and CGI effects and everything. That's the main points.
And let us not forget that whole Martha conundrum.
Martha.
Man. Oh gosh.
Okay,
Chris, why is Green Lantern the worst superhero film?
IMDb 5.6 out of 10. Rotten Tomatoes, 26%.
You stole my
Metacritic,
argument.
39%.
Stole it.
The CGI makes it look completely fake. It's not even close to looking relatively real. The directors and the producers were just garbage at the whole storyline and putting everything together. And their choice for the villain in the film was just god-awful. I mean, come on. It's just like, you couldn't have done better than that. Are you kidding me?
You have one supervillain. I have three awful ones.
That's true. You do have three awful ones. But I feel like my one supervillain feels like three because he was just that bad.
Plus, you got Blake Lively in yours. That helps your...
Yeah, Blake Lively. You can't have an awful film with Blake Lively.
Okay, that's fair.
And plus, they got like married after that film. That's like true love right there. That doesn't make it a bad movie.
That has nothing to do with the movie.
Yeah, you can see the real like love connection throughout the film.
That's true.
Oh, my God.
They get to tell their kids when they get older, we met on the greatest superhero movie of all time in The Green Lantern.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm going to give a point to one of you, so let's see. All right, I will actually give the bonus to Chris on this one.
Okay. I like it.
I officially retire.
That wraps things up here on Cinema Wars. You can catch us at 6 and 10 every Friday night on right here on WMCO.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 6 and 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars. Next time on Cinema Wars, what superhero deserves their own rated R movie? The views and opinions expressed on Cinema Wars are not associated with Muskingum University, Orbit Media, WMCO, Orbit TV, and the Black and Magenta. Stay tuned for Cinema Central Superhero Movie Talk right here on WMCO.